Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I have a treat for you all today. First of all, Happy New Year. I know that we are celebrating New Year's in a very big way today. And, of course, throughout Music City, there's a lot going on. And I'm really proud and honored to introduce you all to a performer that you are going to be so excited to hear from and fortunately will be able to see very soon here in Nashville, Neshama Carlbach. She's a world-renowned recording artist, and she's coming to Nashville on January 14th. She's going to be performing at 3rd and Lindsley, and she's coming with the Green Pastures Church Baptist Choir. So, Neshama, so great to have you on the show today, and welcome in advance to Nashville.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, first of all, I should start out by saying that your performance here is a benefit for West End Synagogue, but also a really unique opportunity to bring some music to Music City that I don't think we've seen here before. So I guess my first question is, tell me a little bit about your partnership with the Green Pastures Church.
Well, it was 6 Martin Luther King. It's actually going to be our anniversary.
Yay!
We're with you, which is incredible.
Yeah.
But I had the privilege of being invited to sing at a Martin Luther King event, King Day event, and to collaborate with them. And I went because I thought it sounded cool. And really, though, what happened was way beyond anything I would have imagined. That it wasn't just that they were a Baptist choir and that they're wonderful, and it wasn't just that they loved my music, but the actual relationship between us was a magical thing from the very first notes.
Well, and, you know, explain a little bit more, because your music, you come from a very specific background. So talk a little bit about your style and their style and how that all came together.
You know, I have an amazing manager. His name is Mark Ambrosino. He's also my drummer. So whoever comes to the show, you'll be able to experience his genius as well.
Wonderful.
And one time we sat together and he said to me, what does your father, you know, my father, Rabbi Shlomo Carlebach, and Hendrix and Janis Joplin and Paul Simon and Stevie Wonder, what do all of them have in common? He said, it's that when they all are sitting together at a table, how amazing would it be if they were all sitting at a table?
Yeah.
They are all bringing themselves to that table, to that moment. They're all together, able to be who they are. And that is their greatest contribution. That none of these people at the table are trying to imitate or trying to become something else. They own who they are and they are unique in their own way.
Mm.
And that was just a moment that he kind of mentioned, and it stays in my heart all the time. I think the coolest thing about our collaboration is that they are who they are. They are religious Baptists. They are incredible. I mean, when you hear them, it's like I almost pass out sometimes about what comes out of them.
Yeah.
So stupendously beautiful. And what comes for me, please God, is also unique, and I don't try to be something that I'm not. I'm not trying to be Aretha.
Right.
I'm not trying to be other than who I am, and I think in that coming together, in that the common ground with us is that we're all believers and that we all want humanity to go to a new level of peace and of love for each other. And the music comes from that place, and our collaboration is exactly that. And because of that, our relationship is close, and we are like family, and when we stand on stage, we're all praying, and it comes out in different ways, and they sing in their way, and I sing in my way, and my band is amazing, and they're all coming from their places, but it's a healing circle, and it's a revival to a certain degree, because we all want something better for our children and for this world. And we believe that our contribution is through this show, through this medium.
Yeah. And, you know, I get chills when I just think about what you're saying. And you're right that you're the progeny of somebody who really changed music, particularly in the Jewish world, in a very big way. But you have taken that and made it your own and collaborated in new ways. And it really is interesting because it's molding and melding two cultures and two religions but all with a belief in a higher power. So I guess that's what links us all together, or links all of you together when you're on stage performing.
It definitely links us, but really beyond that, it's almost, you know, we're just a small snapshot of what this world could be if for some, I don't know, if there was a miraculous way of just showing the world that we are all one.
Absolutely. I'm speaking with world-famous entertainer Neshama Carlbach. She has a rich legacy behind her of tradition in Jewish music, but of course has really taken it and made it her own, and will be bringing that unique style to Nashville on January 14th, coming to do a benefit performance here for West End Synagogue, but really also to honor the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, as it's that weekend that we all take a moment and think about his legacy. And one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, when you go around the country and you tour, you know, Dr. King had he had a lot of friends in the Jewish world, and of course a lot of well-known rabbis that marched with him and really supported his work. And I'm kind of curious how it's been received as you go and tour and go out there and see what people think.
Largely, it's received with so much love, it blows my mind. And people really get it. And the most amazing thing for me is that I come from a very, you know, my background is Jewish. You know, I always describe the Jewish world like, you know, the Horton Hears a Who. And there's a whole world.
Yes, yes.
It's like underneath. So in my Jewish world, which is like the Who world.
Yes.
I know that people know who I am, and I've been doing this for a very, very long time. And my father is, he is the king of that scene. But coming out from that world, you know, sort of like my rebirth, is coming into the world and seeing how beautifully open-heartedly the world is receiving our message. And yes, there are people who are afraid, and I think that that's the sad truth of the world, that there are people who are afraid to be close to people who they, you know, they think are other or
different. Yeah.
But that is the healing. That is the fixing. And that's why I feel very passionate, and I feel very,
Well, and I think you've really hit on something, because in the collaboration between the Jewish world and the African-American world, of course, both have been oppressed, both have been minorities and are minorities, and have had to sort of stand strong in the midst of the greater world. So there's probably a lot of brotherhood that you can cultivate in that.
Yes, but I mean, I keep taking it farther, because I feel like it is about me and is about them, but it's about all of us. Even someone who grows up in middle America, and you know, you're Caucasian and you don't really have a lot of challenges, you still have to stand strong. Every human being in this world has a certain amount of challenge, because that is what this world is all about. For whatever reason, we have to live through pain, we have to question, we have to rip ourselves in half to figure out who we are. And I feel like that relationship with the world is something that we all share. And when you believe in something, it doesn't matter if it's God, if it's Jesus, if it's a rainbow, if it's your parents, your child, it doesn't matter. If you can hold on to something and make it precious, then that is what we have in common. That is what we sing about. That is what we want to bring to your city and to every corner of the world.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, I think inside all of us, there's someone who's felt different or other, or had to, you know, struggle through whatever, personal development, and hopefully we're always evolving. And it's such a, you know, through music, I think it's such a wonderful way to release all of that, don't you?
Absolutely. It's my life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm speaking with Neshama Carlbach, who will be bringing her own unique style to Nashville on January 14th, and she's coming with the Green Pastures Baptist Church Choir. They're going to be performing at 3rd and Lindsley, and it's just going to be this marvelous opportunity to really hear some music that you don't normally get to hear. And, of course, you talk about family, and I know that you mentioned the family relationship between yourself and the choir that you travel with in your band. And I think that's a theme in your life. You sort of create family wherever you go. But you also have your own family. And I know that one of the things you're very passionate about is parenting and raising up children. And I'm kind of curious to hear more about that and how you incorporate sort of all those lessons that you are teaching the world in music, with your kids.
Thank you. That's so sweet. You don't even know me and you're saying that. You just made my whole day. I love my kids so much, and I'm constantly struggling as a mom with the fact that I have this big career and that I have to travel and I have to leave them, and what does it mean? And what does it say to them that sometimes I'm gone? And I say this actually because this is a new struggle. I just stopped nursing my baby. Both of my kids, my baby is now 16 months old. Maybe not a baby anymore.
Yeah, that's the time.
It's the time, but I just stopped nursing him literally last week.
Yeah.
And I'm just starting to leave them now. They were both, my five-year-old and my baby were both on the road with me for the last, since the baby was born, so for a year and a half.
Yeah.
and the struggle of leaving them, but also knowing that they have to have their lives and they have to be strong, and hoping and praying that they see me and my journey in this world and that they're proud of me in the way that I was proud of my father, and wanting to give them everything through my work and wanting to give myself the space to be with them when I'm not pressured and panicked and running. It's an amazing dichotomy, and I know that I'm not alone. I know that I want to say parent, but really it's a mom thing. I think mothers are so attached to their children, and in this moment in time in life, you know, women, thank God, are also pursuing their own passions, their own loves, and I don't know, just finding the moment and the space to be with your children on their terms, and at the same time living your own life. It's a beautiful, beautiful challenge. It's a blessing.
It is. And a challenge that continues. You know, I'm sort of at the other end of that myself with my kids leaving the nest now. So Years and years of parenting, and all of a sudden, they're out there doing what you want them to do, which is living their own lives. And, you know, the mom is still here going, well, what about me? So I'm sure you've heard from everybody, it goes by in a flash, but it sounds like you're also providing them with a wonderful role model for what women can achieve. I know you have sons, and someday, God willing, they'll have somebody in their lives to love. And if it's a woman, you know, they'll have this wonderful role model for what it means to be, as you do, living your life on your own terms and being a woman and pursuing your work and motherhood and all of those things. So, you know, you're kind of living it out for them and really modeling what your goals are for them as human beings.
Thank you.
I think that's the struggle of every parent, right? Be who we need to be, but also be who they need us to be. And
yeah, I think it's a struggle to be a parent because you're absolutely raising these precious souls. But it's, you know, again, it's what do we want to put out into the world? And every human being that we meet, we have the opportunity to be an influence,
mm-hmm.
a gift. And my father would say, you don't know when you walk in the street of the world, the streets, that who is there waiting for a random favor that can save their lives. You don't know.
That's right.
You don't know why you're in the world. You know, you don't know if you give somebody a kind word, if you pay attention to someone, how they can turn around and just be a ray of sun to somebody else who needs it, and the amazing reverberation of that, and the effect that it can have on the world if you put goodness out and if you get out of your own way, essentially, and allow yourself to just be in the world and
yeah.
to help others.
Tough struggle for all of us, I think. I think most of us struggle with that every day. How can I be the most authentic self?
And it should be like we should, you know, it's obviously a quest, but who am I in this world? And what do I stand for? And what do I believe in? And what makes me happy? And plug into that energy and believe in that energy and believe in the journey that it takes you to get to that place.
Mm.
And once you get there, just you hold on with everything that you have. And you don't ever let it go, and you don't ever allow other people to tell you that you're crazy.
Right. In spite of everything, yeah. And, of course, when you're in a creative field like you are, I'm sure you have a lot of that that you have to overcome to get where you're going and be able to pursue your art and everything. So.
I mean, and most of it comes from my own head, let's be honest.
Yeah. Yep.
We are constantly talking ourselves out of our greatest success. And it's fascinating to me how much we are standing in our own way.
Mm.
As humanity, we have to decide. It has to be like a large world decision that we have each other. We have whatever great spirit is out there that's guiding all of us. And the world is falling apart, and we want something better. So how do we do it? Let's just do it in our own way. And I'll sing about it, and someone else will paint about it, and someone else will bake a cake in honor of it. And
right.
We'll find a way to stand together and to bring goodness. And I believe that dream, you know, it's Martin Luther King's dream, and it's, you know, John Lennon's dream. It's all of our dream, my father's dream. But I feel like this generation today, all of us, we're just a little bit closer than we've ever been before to trying to find that way. And even if not, this is my life's work. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I dream about. I dream that my children will see a world of peace, that there'll be a way of just breaking down these barriers, and that they'll be able to be who they are in this great world.
Mm. What a great message for the beginning of a new year and an opportunity to listen to you come and perform and celebrate in honor of lots of people with some really big dreams, particularly Dr. King and, of course, you and your father and the church and all of us. It's a great message. I've been speaking with Neshama Carlbach. You can listen to Neshama's music on her website. Why don't you tell us what that is, Neshama?
It's just my name, my very, very long name. It's not my fault. NeshamaCarlybach.com, NeshamaCarlybach.com. It's very long, but again, not my fault.
It is. It is. And you can get tickets still to see Neshama perform at 3rd and Lindsley on January 14th. You can visit westendsin.org or give them a call at 615-269-4592. Don't miss out. This is a rare treat to see a wonderful entertainer and performer come and deliver all the passion you've just heard, along with some really unique musicians backing her up, and of course, the Green Pastures Baptist Church Choir. So try and make it a point to go. And tickets are selling fast, but there are still some seats available. So don't be left out. It's really Music City music, and we are the seat of all sorts of music that comes through and grows out of our legacy in the United States and our real American tradition of music. So don't be left out of that. Neshama, it's such a pleasure to talk to you. I can't wait to meet you in person when you're here in town and listen to your music. And of course, I'll be there cheering you on at the concert. It's going to be a wonderful evening.
Thank you. And everybody out there, I don't know you yet. I hope to know you. And I hope that you'll take a moment to come, even if you just come for one song and then leave. But take a moment to come. And if you want to be transformed, then you'll get that.
Absolutely. And I hope it's the first of many visits to Nashville.
Oh, yay. Me too. Me too. Thank you so much for your time.